The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. And I would hope, folks, that my listeners are some of the best informed people in the state of Ohio and around the country concerning the warfare. The warfare for the values that our nation was founded upon, the values that have built this great nation, and of course the values that we as Christians hold near and dear. And I don't need to tell you that we are involved in warfare. Well, it is always a privilege to introduce to you some of the culture warriors here in the state of Ohio. And right at the top of the list, if you want to talk about culture warriors in the state of Ohio, right at the top of the list would be Diane Stover, who represents the North Region for Ohio Value Voters. Diane, it is such a privilege to have you on the program today.
Bob, thank you for having me. I really appreciate that. You're so right. It is a war, and this war that we're fighting is a war on children. Just a little background, Ohio Value Voters was founded in 2007 here in Northeast Ohio, and a couple years ago we went statewide, and my husband, John Stover, became the president at that time. And I focused most of my attention on this issue that we're going to talk about, protecting children from obscenity in the classrooms through comprehensive sex education. And lo and behold, here we are now. Senate Bill 121 has been had its second hearing with Chairwoman Peggy Lehner in the Senate. And it's dangerous, it's devastating, and I'm thankful for the opportunity to talk about that today.
Well, I am delighted that you've made time for us. And this is dangerous legislation, and I want you to lay out for us why. But I am shocked at some of the Republican supporters of this legislation.
Well, they haven't been listening and they haven't been watching about what's going on in this country. Across the nation, parents' hair is on fire, especially out west in California and some of the western states, but not just there, other states as well, have mandated comprehensive sex education with no opt-out. And when you hear that term, what it is, basically, it's not sex education, it's Planned Parenthood curriculum with an indoctrination agenda that is obscene, and it's stealing children's innocence, and it's not appropriate for minors.
Well, it is obscene, and I think most reasonable people would consider much of the Planned Parenthood curriculum that is being taught in high schools in Ohio today as porn. It's pornography. Now, SB 121, the short title is Adopt Health Education Standards. Well, Diane Stover, what is wrong with adopting health education standards?
Well, it sounds like an okay thing to do, but when you start to peel back the layers, you find out that the national health standards that have been adopted in other states, the sex education health education component to that is a dream for Planned Parenthood and the left. And it's completely out of step with the law that's already on the books in Ohio. And actually, this is a big scam, a huge con job, because Ohio Revised Code 3313.6011 already states in law that in Ohio, sex education should stress, and the word in the legislation, Ohio Revised Code, is stress abstinence until marriage, and it goes into specifics. It gives parents the right to review the curriculum and also opt out of the curriculum. This legislation, the way it's written, actually repeals this law, and it is and the assumption that it that we see here is that they want to put this into law to have local school districts, each district shall be able to freely develop their own standards of curriculum. But Bob, they're already doing it. Our 2 years of evidence in the report that we have, and it's on our website, and it's been delivered to the governor, the Senate president, and the Speaker of the House, and Attorney General, they're already doing it across the state. They're already using comprehensive sex education, and it's not in compliance with Ohio law.
Well, and as I, and of course, legislation is always extremely convoluted and difficult to understand. But in reading, I pulled off the website from the state today, the detailed analysis, the summary, and so forth. And part of the detailed analysis says the bill also specifically permits each school district and school to develop its own standards and curriculum for instruction in venereal disease education, provided that it emphasizes abstinence as the only guarantor in preventing venereal disease as required under separate continuing law. Diane, I think most lay people would read that and say, well, why are we supporting this? I mean, it's encouraging abstinence education.
That's the scam, Bob. What they do in Planned Parenthood curriculum is they will reference abstinence until marriage, and then they will tell the students how to consent and negotiate for sex. They will send them to abortion clinics, and their idea of abstinence contraceptives is abortion and the morning after pill. Mm-hmm. So it's just like so many other things that we say see the left do. They say one thing, but they actually do another. And so this is just another way for them to do a wink and a nod. And then at the end of the bill, it basically says that they want to repeal 3313.6011. When what we actually should be doing is strengthening this Ohio Revised Code. And this is what my husband and I have been lobbying the legislature for the past year, to say, let's, when we did our public records to find out who's on the hook for making sure this law is carried out, what you find out, Bob, is that there is no one who is looking at this and making sure that we are following this law in Ohio. So we want this law strengthened and improved, and make it stronger, not repeal it and do what this Senate Bill 121 is saying.
Again, this is Senate Bill 121, and if you want to learn more, you really need to become familiar with OhioValueVoters.org. They have an extensive analysis of this bill, incredible information, at OhioValueVoters.org. They have done so much of the homework for you so that when you call your state representatives in the House and in the Senate, you will be educated and you'll be able to make an intelligent argument in pleading with your legislator to oppose SB 121. And again, that is OhioValueVoters.org. We're talking with Diane Stover with Ohio Value Voters. We're coming up on a break, and we will take a brief intermission, and then we'll be back with Diane Stover. Stay tuned. You're listening to Bob Burney Live.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, I want to welcome back to the program Diane Stover with Ohio Value Voters. Diane, we were talking about Senate Bill 121, but for just a moment, let's switch gears to Senate Bill 187 that Senator Tim Schaefer has co-sponsored.
Yeah.
When I'm reading through this, I could not believe that it is not illegal for a child to perform a sexually explicit performance in a bar or a place that serves alcohol. I had no idea that that was not illegal and that we would need legislation to make it illegal, but we do, correct?
Well, I think that we're in a new day. This should have been dealt with appropriately. This happened in Lancaster. We're working on this comprehensive sex education. We got right in the middle of this issue and the drag 101 in the libraries. But this issue in Lancaster, the prosecutor, the mayor, the elected officials there said there was no grounds for them to do anything. And so this is why Senator Tim Schaefer has introduced this bill. We want the listeners to call their senators and ask them to co-sponsor this bill, because this will close the loophole on child exploitation in Ohio. In this situation, a 9-year-old boy dressed as a little girl performed in drag in front of men in a bar at night as they put dollar bills down his, quote, cleavage.
Yeah.
And you may have had, I think you had this story out there earlier in the year.
We did.
But now, this week, it actually had its first hearing in the Ohio Senate by Senator Schaefer. And this needs to be dealt with. This should be nonpartisan. Everybody should support this bill to protect children in bars at night.
Well, the sheriff over there is a good personal friend and a solid Christian. And when I heard about this, I immediately called him and said, what are you going to do about this? And he said, well, first of all, it's in the city, so it's not really under my jurisdiction. But then further, no laws were violated. I said, you got to be kidding me. No laws were violated? Especially when there has been, Diane, there's been so much emphasis on human trafficking.
Exactly.
That this would happen right here in Central Ohio. And I could not believe that there was just not massive outrage over it. There was some in the Christian community. But I am delighted that Tim Schaefer is co-sponsoring. Again, that is Senate Bill 187. And the intent is to close the loophole on sexual exploitation of children. So
yes,
that is a piece of legislation we need to get behind, Senate Bill 187.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you for bringing that up today.
Well, then let's talk about Senate Bill 11, which a Republican representative is one of the co-sponsors, Brett Hillier from Tuscarawas Holmes County. And this is the infamous Equality Act. Now, Diane, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I tell my listeners constantly, when the liberal left names a piece of legislation, the intent is always exactly the opposite of what the name is.
Absolutely.
And this is the Equality Act, and there could be nothing less equal or less fair than the Inequality and Fairness Act. Why is that true?
Oh, it's not fair to Christians. It's not fair to women. It's not fair to children. I can give you a personal example of this situation. In Northeast Ohio, in Cuyahoga County last year, my husband spearheaded the effort to stop this dead in its tracks in Cuyahoga County. And we were not successful, but we, for 2 months, that's all we did night and day. They passed a local law here in the county because they can't get the state House and Senate to pass this. So what they're doing is going community to community to community, but this seals the deal completely if they pass it in Columbus. But here in Cuyahoga County, my husband met with the county executive president of the Cuyahoga County Council, with our pastor, Pastor Folger of Cleveland Baptist Church, and the co-pastor. They sat down, and the Senate the county council executive said, president, excuse me, said, this is not about the churches. And so my husband said, if it's not about the churches and the religious community, then give them an exemption. Mm-hmm. And he said, I can't do that. Well, why not? And he said, because they don't want it. And my husband asked, who is they? And it was stated, the Human Rights Campaign.
Yeah.
Okay, this is about their special rights that they want. But what this does is turns everything upside down around, quote, what's in the bill, public accommodations, meaning in your churches, if a man comes in and wants to use the ladies' bathroom and the ushers come over and say, no, we don't have that here in our church, in Cuyahoga County, they could be fined up to $3,000 on the first offense. And so this is where this is going now, and it's not fair to Christian people who believe the Bible, who believe what the Bible says about a man and a woman, and it's turning gender upside down, and it's not fair. So the name of it, as you say, Bob, it's a complete misnamer here.
Yeah. And let me clarify this whole public accommodation thing that is always in these equality acts, non-discrimination act, fairness acts, they different names but same purpose. This public accommodation thing says if your church is open to the public on Sunday and anybody can walk in, and obviously with any church that's true, then it is public accommodation, therefore you cannot discriminate. So as you said, well, if a man walks into your church, wants to use the women's bathroom, with this kind of legislation, your church would be prohibited from prohibiting that man from going into the women's bathroom. Or if you have a family life center with a gymnasium and a shower facility, you could not prohibit men from using the women's shower or vice versa.
Exactly.
This is, it would be unbelievably tragic and trampling all over our constitutional rights and our religious freedom if these bills are sponsored. How could a Republican who Bill Hillier promotes himself as a constitutional conservative, Diane, how could someone be so deceived as to co-sponsor such dangerous legislation?
Well, Equality Ohio, the Human Rights Campaign, they have all sorts of tactics that I can only imagine how this went down. I don't know. I haven't talked to him.
Yeah.
We have not talked to him, but he's very, very naive, or he's just outright in their pocket.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's very disturbing because this is not about not wanting people to have equal employment opportunities, equal opportunities for, you know, renting a home or these
right.
types of things. But when you start getting into this, into these public accommodations, and oh, by the way, if two women join your church and then they decide, they come to the pastor and they say, we want to be married now, you're going down another path.
Absolutely. Diane, the music says our time is finished, and I knew it would go fast, but thank you for all you're doing. Diane Stover, please, OhioValueVoters.org. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.